The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
They were...
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get...
The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stanika near circle. It's fired. They score. That's a hat trick for David Pastrnak. Somebody throw one here. He's got three. And the Bruins with the extra point lead it 7-3 over the Flyers.
Why are you wearing the glasses now? I assume it's not sunny.
Hiya, Bobby.
Well, we were listening to Barbie Girl before you guys asked me to the media, so I was kind of dancing with these glasses out.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world, laughing plastic.
In the locker room, and then you guys ruined it, and I had to go answer the question, so I missed the Barbie Girl song, and, you know, who knows what's going to be on when I come back.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Barbie Girl. Barbie glasses. It was a lot of fun, and you know, happy to go home with 2 points, boys. I'm freezing. Is that it, please? Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I love you,
Ken. That was David Pastrnak after having a hat trick and beating the Flyers last night in South Lake Tahoe. Does the Bruins get a win outdoors? What a win for the Bruins. Bounce right back after a couple of losses with a win last night. And David Pastrnak continues to beat the bag out of the Flyers. Beat the absolute living garbage. Just beat the crap out of them. Flyers did not look good last night. Bruins, outdoors, great time. Much better than that Winter Classic that Bruce Cassidy was talking about.
Mm.
I know that Zoe last night had a real hard time watching the game.
I didn't watch the first period. I couldn't. Me and my kid, we were so fired up. Then that freaking pregame, they're still trying to patch ice and Zamboni. And at least they could feel better than Steve Tasker felt. Remember when the lights went out in the Super Bowl and CBS could not feel time? In between, like, till we get the lights fixed or something. So let's just go to the goalie. We'll talk about goalie talk. This is good. Okay. Tirico had some stuff. It was good. Eddie, start talking about horses or something. You know, just keep delaying this. And I saw the boats and the canoes. That was neat.
That was actually pretty good.
I never saw mountains before.
The people that rolled up in kayaks.
I never saw mountains from. I never saw mountains from 30 miles away. So, like, those shots were fantastic.
Here's what this was all about this weekend. It's fine. It's not a big deal. The NHL needed to create an event because they're losing money. They're losing revenue. They have no fans in their buildings. They got to make their sponsors happy that are paying for in-arena advertising. And their did you see when the...
Oh, you mean the whiteboards that you couldn't see any white?
The what?
The boards around the rink. You couldn't barely see any white. There were so many ads plastered all over it.
Yeah, I mean, there are ads on those boards in every arena, are there not?
I thought there were more yesterday.
I just felt like there were a lot of people on the take for that game last night. People on Twitter. Dan Wetzel, of all people. Like, this is amazing television. Like, what?
No,
what?
It wasn't.
The first
you ever
period,
see the game in Denver?
The first period. Of
the McAvoy goal produced a great video or image from ice level of the lake and the mountains behind him.
Right.
Okay, but that's not why we were there,
shot.
Though.
One shot.
Why were we there?
As I was explaining, this is what I said to you guys. I just looked at what I had told you last night. I said, now we see why they did this as they roll out a Honda Ridgeline with Bridgestone tires on it, insured by Geico with a complimentary 5G hotspot inside from Verizon Wireless. Like,
you guys
that's
didn't
what
like
it was.
The Fireside Chat?
It was an opportunity. It was an opportunity to bring out all this sponsorship money to sponsor the event. They needed to create an event, so they put it there. It was not good ice. It was, in fact, embarrassing for the NHL.
I'll go
what
so
they went this with last week when the temperatures are going to be 49. Well, I said, when was the game? Yeah, but I thought it was Saturday. You said Sunday, so I looked at it. It said 48, 49 degrees.
Well, you can get away with having outdoor ice in places where the temperature is above freezing. They did it in L.A. I mean, that's
right.
I'm not playing Monday morning quarterback on this. All I'm doing is saying that everyone is saying, like, this is incredible. This is the best thing I think maybe I've ever seen. What? The first period was not good. Like, shadows are bad. That's why those lights in that studio you're sitting in, Beetle, are so invasive, because shadows are bad. There's shadows laying across the ice. We already heard Pasternak say today that Marchand said he couldn't see the net, so they just kept passing it because they couldn't even see where the net was.
I couldn't see the puck on the ice.
It's bad for the players. It was in the first period. It was bad for the TV, and it just started to aggravate me to see people, I don't know, like that either are on the take or are just so easily suckered in, T-Bone,
by
things that are awesome. This is awesome. I can't believe there's mountains back there. This is so cool. You know when it got
awesome?
Cool?
What did I say?
When it got dark enough to where they turned the lights on and it looked something closer to an actual hockey arena.
Hockey game.
And even that wasn't as good.
They got the same lights my kids have on their little Pop Warner field with the generators. You fire them up, they lean over the field like that. And I know they had to bring those in. Could have brought more in, though. Didn't only have to have four. There was a camera angle behind the Philadelphia goalie. So if he's in goal, it was to his left. And they kept going to it so that his camera faced directly into the sun. And you couldn't see anything. Like, all the reflect. Like, move the camera. Who's in a truck? Who's directing this from the truck? Like, don't go to that shot. We got to move that camera to the other side. Why wouldn't you move it to the other side where you're not facing the sun? Oh, we had to get the mountains in the background. That's right.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Here's what T-Bone said. Why the hell weren't they planning on playing at night to begin with? This was on our text chain last night. I said, can't see the mountains at night. Tom said, like right now, though, looks so cool. What looks so cool?
He sent an image.
You're watching a hockey game.
You ever been to Killington, Tom?
He sent an image.
It looks cool. What's wrong with that?
You know what looks cool? When I'm driving
the image that you sent looks like there's a monster about to come down out of the sky from Stranger Things. I mean, it's like, and this wasn't the angle that you ended up watching most of the game. What you're trying to watch the game, it's like, if there's cool scenery, fine. It doesn't bother me. But everyone going overboard with the praise, I'm like, actually, I don't find it praiseworthy in the first period when there's shadows on the ice and the players can't see it. And then you're just hoping that the sun goes down so I can't see any of that other crap so they can turn the lights on. You can actually watch it.
To be fair, Hardy was bashing this even when we were trying to promote it. So I knew this was going to happen.
We kind of understood.
True. Absolutely true.
You had a three-period game that had two periods worth watching. The best thing that came out of this was the Bruins jerseys. Those things are hot fire.
Those are nice jerseys. I get aggravated when I feel like I'm constantly being sold something, and they have the interview. It's like, oh, this is such a great opportunity for Lake Tahoe. I'm like, what opportunity? Nobody's there. Opportunity to build a couple of hospitality
ski
tents.
Heavenly for a day.
For the guys to
email from Jeff in Nashua for you, Hardy. He's checking in on
What's
email. Specifically about this thing that you're talking about, the big opportunity for South Tahoe.
Yeah, what was the opportunity?
He says,
boy, this put them on the map, didn't it?
As the sun was setting over the Corleone compound on the northwest shores on the California side of Lake Tahoe and glazing the ice yesterday, I couldn't help but think of Hardy coming to the realization that he needed to craft a well-thought-out and sincere apology to Jeff and Nashua.
For what?
With the Tahoe South branding along the boards, Hardy must have been saying, gosh darn it, that rascal Jeff Inashua was right. He once again did the show, the station, and the listening audience in New England a tremendous service by providing relevant background information, context, and content on subjects, venues, or locations that our audience largely does not know. Much like the backgrounder I, unsolicited, provided to Hardy, which he used on the golf show about the rebirth of San Francisco's Harding Park Municipal Golf Course, the site of the 2020 PGA Championship, my contributions were accurate and informative. I look forward to a contrite Hardo acknowledging the error of his ways with his on-air mea culpa this morning.
I don't remember him telling us anything about Lake Tahoe that we didn't know or cared about.
He said that it was south
Tahoe. I have a question.
Who cares?
This game?
What do I care? Question. Here's what I care about. If I'm going to watch TV, I want it to look good. And if you're going to move south it and you're going to go through all this stuff, don't make it a lesser viewing experience, which at times that game was a lesser viewing experience than watching them play at the Garden.
Sunset.
That's
awesome.
It.
Sunset was great. It was nice.
Beautiful.
Oh, you sure? You ever see a sunset down a cave?
You guys just love to be sold to. Just sell me more than nonsense.
I'm not buying it for one second.
I know you do. I know you do.
They were selling.
You ever seen the sunset in Greece?
They were selling us products last night. They weren't selling you an outdoor game. They just used it as a vehicle to sell you stuff from their sponsors.
They were so good at selling it, you don't even know you were being sold to.
I just don't care.
All those people on the take.
Zoe what?
Zoe was very upset about the TV product in the first period. I mean, he was screaming and yelling about the 14.95-inch TVs. He's got big TVs everywhere in his house. Did you try all the TVs? Did you try them all for the game last night?
We went on the best, brightest one, yes, because I knew it was going to be a problem. And
you were sitting 7 miles away from the TV. You got to get a little bit closer.
A mile away from the TV.
Maybe make sure you're watching in 4K.
Was it better watching it when the sun went down and they turned the lights on?
Absolutely.
Well, Beano was correct.
You know what looks
great right now. That's when I tuned in.
One more thing from Jeff Inashua that could put us all in a good mood. He said, on a completely different note, it was great to see Dan Shaughnessy's son, Kyle Troop, finally realizing his potential on the Pro Bowlers Tour this weekend and capturing his first major, the 2021 PBA Players Championship, which took place in Jupiter, Florida. Have a great week. The real Jeff Inashua. It's not Shaughnessy's son. Have you seen this guy?
No.
Fowler, do we have the video?
I have no
clue. Fowler
said
he was going to be able to pull some video of this guy.
Nope. All I want to know.
He didn't have it?
Who the Ed Sheeran?
I thought he said he had video. That's why I read the email.
Not yet.
Hardy, who was the Ed Sheeran character in between it that kept throwing to? The guy couldn't skate, and we had to watch him fall down all over.
You've got
to
see the picture of this guy. He's Napoleon Dynamite bowling.
I would like to see that, and I don't know who the guy was doing the...
It was Rutledge Wood.
Who the F was that?
What?
Rutledge Wood.
Who is he?
The guy who can't skate and the guy who can't ski and they just...
Who had the glasses and his
stunt
face
boy.
Covered? Who is he?
Tirico's stunt boy for the day.
I mean, if you don't know who that is, I can't help you.
This from a guy that hasn't seen 50% of the movies.
He's being facetious. No one knows who he is. We're not supposed to.
Sit closer.
That was a bad hire by NBC, and that was not good to have that guy trying to fill time and do pieces in between. And then they had their little fireside chat where they were running audio while they're trying to talk. Stop saying bleep. I was waiting for that to come up.
Just stop trying to convince me this is the best thing ever. It's fine. You wanted to have an outdoor game next to a lake with mountains in the background. Okay.
With pine trees right next.
Really work. It didn't work on Saturday to the point where you had to pretty much call the game off. And it didn't work yesterday because the players couldn't see the puck. And it only got good after the sun went down and you couldn't see any of that other crap. So stop telling me how awesome it was.
You're not being fair.
A good
Bruins
because there was a fireboat there that squirted that. You know, the two big things of water out the sides to indicate that, hey, there's water here.
Listen, what the hell is that for? He loves distractions, and even he couldn't stand it. What were you asking me about the win?
Still a good win, though, right?
Well, great win.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, then.
Another, hey, Pasternak.
Well, we're talking about the presentation. We want to talk about that. You want to focus in on the game next? We can do that.
No, I just want to make sure that it was still a good win, despite...
Fantastic win. Seven
they
goals?
Won in spite of it. You know what? I can't wait to talk to Wagner this week because he's brutally honest.
Are you seeing this picture here on the monitor, Hardy?
There's a guy with an ass row. Anything.
This is the guy that he suggests could be Shaughnessy's kid. Pro bowler. Not Pro Bowl in the NFL.
Can you
Pro
put it up on a real screen? No. Like that?
It's a guy with an afro. I don't know.
Swinging a miss.
How much am I supposed to laugh at this?
The picture he sent.
I need it on a simulcast right now.
It was pretty good.
Or do they got to get clearance from their lawyers? And
I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to
it from Getty
with stuff from the weekend.
There's your hockey minute.
Cam Newton got into a fight with a kid on a sideline.
Now this I'll laugh at.
In a 7-on-7 tournament that they were playing in. We'll get to that next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Oh.
Now,
if you want to get weird sometime together.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Back then, you knew not to touch it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You asked. You're a free agent. You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
Where's your dad?
Well, that happened this weekend. Oh, Cam Newton coaching in a 7-on-7 tournament, from what I understand.
I need a 60-minute style transcript of that back and forth. There's a lot of talking over each other. Sound like the last segment of this show.
Well, where's your dad?
The kid said that he was about to be poor, and... It also said,
which means you're going to be jobless.
Also said he's an ass. Is that what happened there? That's what I heard in the video.
Go ahead. What?
Or he is ass. I. It's one of those things. There's ass involved there.
Well, Cam's rich, I guess.
So, Cam is about to be poor. And
Where's your pop? You ass.
Okay, so he is ass.
He is ass.
You ever been ass?
Which
before?
Is good. That's bad. It's bad when you're ass. Being ass is a bad thing.
So that's not good. No. And
you ever see a donkey run around a ring? Freaking hysterical.
And about,
that's an ass when ass is funny.
What?
No, my wife showed me this video of this donkey just flying around this horse rink last weekend. We sat there and we laughed forever.
I apologize again for last week.
Thank you. I said, like that. She was, why are donkeys so funny? I said, because they're asses. That's being a good ass. Cam is being a badass.
No.
Not a badass. You're not like a bam, a badass, but.
He's saying you and your football skills are smelly.
Our
you
ass.
Are ass.
Yeah.
You are ass and you're about to be poor.
I can't refute that. You free agent, you ass.
So some high school.
I can't refute it. Who is this kid? We got to get this kid on.
He said. You're about to be a free agent. That's a put down? What is this kid doing? What? What are you talking about?
Hey, real quick. Maybe they pumped him up as Patriots quarterback in this thing prior to the start of it. He's like, dude, you're a free agent. You ain't on the team. You don't know all the details here.
They pumped up Cam Newton is the coach of this team. Mm-hmm. And so prior to the tournament, they were pumping up his presence?
Did they phrase him as Patriots quarterback Cam Newton?
Even if they did, who gives a flip? What does that matter?
Well, it mattered to that kid. You're a free agent, man.
That kid looks like a jackass. He's a high school football player.
Yeah, looks like a small brat.
Yeah, he looks like
a punk, yeah.
He looks like a punk.
Yep.
He looks like a punk. The problem is Cam Newton actually engages with him.
He should have kept walking.
What are you doing?
That's a problem. It's one thing to defend yourself, but... When you're a professional athlete, you've been one as long as he has and as good as he is in his interviews and, you know, being eloquent and talking to people and all that stuff. when you see that stuff, everybody asks, well, wait a minute, is that the real Cam then?
Do we have Cam's video? He put out like the longer,
direct, a portion of it.
The director's cut? Why don't we get to that?
Right, because I take this, first of all, when you have a rebuttal video, that means, oh, crap, I got to correct something because there's a perception of me it's out
you
there.
You just cried about how you don't know all the details. Cam gives you more video, and now that's a problem? It's a rebuttal video? Or he's just giving you more of what was going on?
Well, it just means I screwed up, and I got to make this right. Go ahead.
Please don't be one-dimensional. Like, you said something to me, then I go, well, I'm really trying to talk to you. I'm not trying to, like, crack no jokes. I'm just really trying to ask a simple question. It's your fault why everybody's looking, but I'm really just trying to ask a question. But you never said what you did. You said you're going to see.
At the end of the day, right?
No, Coach, it's no disrespect.
No, I get it. I get that. But I'm a grown man. Right? This is the coach. I'm not a fool.
Coach, we squashed it. We good. I was good.
I love that.
Like, I'm trying to break the monotony. Yeah. I'm just trying to talk to him. He think I'm trying to pound trip him.
Does the other coach tell him you're a grown man? Is that I listened to it four times and I don't think I can know for sure, but it sounds like he's saying, okay, but you're a grown man. And these are kids.
Today is TikTok and phones and all that. And this is probably planned out and say, watch this, I'm gonna get Cam's goat here. I'm gonna put all over TikTok. We're gonna go viral.
I get that, but who's the grown man?
Again. 60 minutes style transcript is what this whole thing needs.
So in that video, he's talking to the other coach. He's not talking to the kid anymore. And my guess is, I think the coach is telling him, you're a grown man. I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying.
I get that,
but you're a grown man, I think is what he's
saying. So he's mad at Cam for getting into it with the kid.
Yes.
Okay.
He says, I get that the kid's a jackass. And that's that's the kid's coach saying that. Like, I get my kid on this team. He's an idiot. I get it. But you need to walk away. This kid's an idiot. Just let him be an idiot. Oh, by the way, the kid has a statement out.
Oh, he's issued a statement?
Yes.
It's in the notes app, too, so you know it's serious.
It's special. First and four space most. I want to express my deepest apologies to Cam Newton, my entire org, and my coaches for my actions at the 7v7 tournament this past weekend. I did not intend to get as far as it did. Exclamation point, so you know it's said with a lot of force. I did not intend for it to get as far as it did! First, I would like to start off by saying my parents never taught me to people disrespectful or to be disrespectful to people. As a football player, I let my competitive side get the best of me.
Oh, that always happens.
And it was a huge miscommunication. Again, that word needs to stop being used by people. Stop saying miscommunication.
No, there's no miscommunication. It was verbal outrage.
That word is thrown around.
You were communicating quite well.
In so many ways. Oh, it was
a free agent.
No, a miscommunication is, I say something, I was not clear, you misunderstood what I was saying, and I, you know, The instructions in there got messed up somehow. Like, what? No. Talking smack is not a miscommunication.
Well, he clears it up in this next sentence, though.
He says, it was in the midst of the moment, and I realize now how a lot of you took it as disrespect.
You took it the wrong way, Beetle. It's your fault.
I never meant to humiliate and let anyone down. I am very appreciative for 7v7 to even allow me to be a part of the community and allowing me to be a part of the team I am currently on.
A part, one word, APART.
The grammar and spelling is atrocious in this. I'm trying to just get
Shocker.
Through it. I realize this can dictate my future as a young man, having very big dreams and goals, but I will not allow this to stop me from getting where I need to be. So again, I apologize and hope I can be forgiven. Okay. Doesn't feel like much of an apology. This is one of those situations.
Or
everybody sucks. Cam, what are you doing? Kid.
This kid is.
Why are you being a jackass?
Yeah, this kid sucks.
You suck. Cam sucks.
Cam sucked on the football field last year.
One week.
Everything sucks.
You want to pick a side in this debate?
No. So no matter one week.
The people that are defending Cam or the people defending the kid, you're picking a side in this bleep show? What are you, stupid?
No matter
Stay out
one
of this.
Week, Cam has been painting hats and getting into a fight with a kid.
But
good off season.
Zoe, I don't know about you, but as someone who occasionally has to deal with a lippy teenager, I'm inclined to side with Cam a little bit. But no, I'd rather not pick a side in this one.
No, I think when Cam's yelling back at him, what is he, about 15, you think? 16, maybe? How old is the kid? Yeah.
16.
Right, okay, we'll say 16. Right, you know, I think Cam. I think Cam Newton yelling back at him that I'm rich. Yeah, no, I think that's great. I want to be on his side, or I want to be on the 16-year-old kid who's just screaming and yelling and swearing at an adult that's a coach on another team. Oh yeah, no, I want to be on his side. What are you, stupid? To pick either side in this? Are you kidding me, Zoe? If that were your 16-year-old. If Brody was 16 and talked to another coach, I don't care who it is,
God.
Like that, you would kick his ass.
No, I wouldn't kick that ass because that is visual. My mother always taught the hair behind the ear, you cannot see damage there.
Oh.
So when we would always get in trouble, she'd grab the hair right behind the ear and twist
it. Let me refrain.
And it is the most painful
if you were 16
and could find it.
If you were 16 and talked to a coach your dad would have kicked your ass.
I would. My dad would wait for me in the garage when bad things would happen. And those nights weren't good.
So there you go. Everybody sucks in this conversation. Don't pick a side here. Picking sides in this one is a bad idea.
You know what, Beetle?
I'd
go so far
as
to say the entire conversation is ass. It really is.
Ass. You ass.
Ass everywhere. Ass everywhere.
This kid took his online persona like out onto a football field. This is something that you would go online and chirp somebody on Twitter or something like that. He just, he actually did it analog. He did it old school. How often do you see this?
Get points for that? Like, oh.
Well, you see it in the like comments and replies and stuff. People do this all the time. He did it in person to Cam Newton. It's really something.
Really is. Let's get to Cam's big news of the weekend, though. So, guess what? He is not retiring. That is not going to happen for Cam Newton. No retirement for him.
I feel bad for that next team.
Get to that coming up next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
And I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now, you can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
I think Cam's not the quarterback of the long-term future. I don't see that. And I guess if you're going to pick a quarterback in this draft, one of the things that I find fascinating, and I don't think enough teams do, is if you're going to pick Mac, let's just say Mac Jones is your target. You're going to pick Mac Jones. Well, it doesn't do any good to have Cam Newton as the guy because the offense is not the same,
right?
Or it shouldn't be the same. You know, then it becomes, all right, well, maybe it should be Ryan Fitzpatrick. Maybe it should be whatever your comp is. I think when you start messing around with what the backup looks like versus what the starter looks like, that it throws everything out of whack, especially when you're trying to develop a young kid. Like, put him in the system that you want him in, and let's run this thing, and let's let him learn it from day one.
That's Mike Giardi over the weekend on the Big Time Football Show that is being produced on Sunday mornings by Tom Morgan.
Sunday Football Show.
The Sunday Football Show.
Bob Sosi, Ted Johnson.
The appropriately named Sunday Football Show. Bob Sosi, your host, Ted
Johnson.
Months
in planning just for the name of the show.
The meetings that that team had.
What's the name of the hockey show?
The hockey show.
What's the name of the golf show? The
Sports Hub Golf Club.
Oh. At least that put some thought in.
Well, Cam Newton says that he is not retiring and that he cannot go out like that. You'll hear the audio of this coming up later in the show. It's about to drop on the I Am Athlete podcast. And so,
oh, is it?
That's twice.
If he just had some reporters. That
that's twice today.
It was all pre-planned crap coming out.
I don't even know what to do with
that. I don't know.
I'm just so tired. I'm just so tired of these athletes with their, you know, we're going to put on a pre-program thing. We're going to release it this date. Or I got the cameras following me around. Oh, this kid put this out. Oh, I got all my cameras with me recording everything. Let me, here's what you didn't see. It's overkill, man. What's he going to say? I don't want to go out like that. I'm better than I looked. I'm going to improve my throwing. COVID killed me.
You're a free agent.
This guy here, I had COVID. I had the worst COVID for 5 weeks. I could come out and make it rain in that parking lot on Wednesday when I get there. You name routes. Throw posts, throw in cuts, throw out. Just put me in the gun. I'll go off the back foot. I need 10 throws to warm up. He can't throw. Who's going to sign him?
So you're saying he's ass?
No, I didn't say that because that's disrespectful.
Okay.
That's all. Sorry. Go ahead, Beetle. What athletes podcast?
Do you have any more?
Is this on the Tribune?
Do you have any more non sequitur snark you want to throw in?
I'm just past breakpoint with this guy. I'm sorry.
The podcast is Brandon Marshall, Chad Johnson, Fred Taylor,
those buddies,
Channing Crowder. That's their podcast. It does
Which
very.
Which one was the one he was on with, like, OBJ and him, and all sitting around drinking wine, smoking cigars, dressed up?
Not exactly sure. I'm not totally
sure. They were going to a 1950s soiree.
The I Am Athlete podcast is done very well.
Okay.
It has. We've played some clips from their podcast before. Cam Newton was the guest on the podcast that will be released today. And again,
we'll have the audio for tomorrow. Good.
We'll have it today. It's coming out shortly.
Great.
We know when we will have it. We'll have it today, as I said a couple of minutes ago. But you were just in such a anti-Cam Newton rage there.
Yeah. We can talk to your dad.
That's all. Anyway, where do I go from here?
You're pumping up the podcast.
So Cam Newton claims on the podcast that he cannot go out the way that the season played out. So by saying that, there seems to be a level of dissatisfaction by Cam in how it is he played and how the season went for him and the Patriots.
Not good.
He does not want that to be his final season in the league. So if you had questions about whether or not he wanted to continue playing, he emphatically says that he does. He also says, there are not 32 quarterbacks that are better than me. Meaning he believes that there is a starting job for him in this league. Because he does not believe there are 32 starting quarterbacks that are better than him as an option.
I'd say there are 32, and I think I could probably find 8 backups that would be better than him.
I don't think you could.
Listen in front of me, but I could do my homework for tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, I know you're...
Listen to every quarterback in the National Football League and say, would you rather have this guy than Cam Newton? And I bet I could find more than 32. That's all. I'd take Nick Mullins right now of San Francisco. I'll tell you that right now. I'd take Tyler Heinicke right now.
Do you think he's renewed? Do you think he's going to return?
Return where?
To New England.
No.
Okay.
No.
What do you think, Beetle? Are there 32?
I just gave you 2 or 3 backups already that I would have already have.
Like right. Like
I'd take Nick Foles.
Some of them we don't know. We don't know some of the starting quarterbacks for some of these teams right now.
Right.
But just
I'd take Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Off the top of your head.
Right. Oh, go ahead.
Do you think there's anybody out there that will start next year for a team that on the surface you'd say not as good as Cam Newton?
I would say it's hard to make that case that there are not. Well, I sort of disagree with Cam Newton. I think you could find 32 guys that are better than him. Yes. Just on the surface, are there 32 quarterbacks in the NFL I would take ahead of him? Yes, but some of those guys are backups and they're contractually obligated to teams.
And I agree with Zoe. I think once you go through the starters and then you start looking at some of those backups, mm-hmm. You know, you start mentioning some of the names that get thrown around here, like some
Andy Dalton, Josh McCown. Keep going. Let's go.
Like even a backup who would be nice to have here in Jacoby Brissett. Who would you rather have start for the Patriots next year, Jacoby Brissett or Cam Newton?
Brissett.
I would take Brissett.
I would take Brissett. Yeah. So you can start sprinkling in names of like high-end backups where I think not only are there 32, there's probably more like 35, 36 guys currently employed or probably will be employed for the start of next season that I would take over Cam.
I think there will also be teams like the Jaguars and the Jets that
Gardner Minshew
have picks coming that they will have rookie starters.
And they may not
look, and they're not in the league yet.
Right. And they may not look better right away. They're going to be green and they're probably going to make some rookie mistakes here and there. But on the whole, over the course of 16 regular season games, is that any of those guys right now, the top three quarterback picks that you would take Cam Newton over any of those guys?
You got five potentially going in the first 10 picks this year. There's another five.
But it just tells you Cam is very much interested in playing, is going to make every effort to be playing. And I do wonder how that...
Why do two until they kick you out of the league?
I do wonder how that impacts the Patriots' thinking. That's the part I find interesting. A report on the Patriots and what they've been up to this offseason. That we will get to coming up next. And, of course, Jimmy Garoppolo's name continues to circulate. We'll get to that coming up at noontime. Don't go anywhere.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Keep you up to date at work.
What's the drop off between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Okay, between 5 and 7?
What's the difference between 5 and 1?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Report from Jeff Howe on the Patriots offseason. What have they been up to? Jeff Howe of The Athletic reports this today. The Patriots have been aggressively pursuing the quarterback trade market, but they have so far been thwarted by inflated prices in an offseason that is currently siding with sellers. Bill Belichick and the Patriots, in pursuit of an upgrade at the position, have had conversations regarding every potential trade target in the league, according to sources. However, the demand outweighs the supply, and teams aren't budging at this stage of the process for a couple of reasons. First, the trades of Matthew Stafford and Carson Wentz have caused the prices to tilt out of control. The Rams acquired Stafford for two first-round picks, a third-rounder, and quarterback Jared Goff. The Colts landed Wentz for a third-round pick and a conditional first or second-rounder. I have to stop right here. The Carson Wentz trade is not tilting the prices out of control. If anything, the Carson Wentz trade is bringing prices way back down to earth.
Yeah, that was good news for the Pats.
So I don't know if that's Jeff's take or the Patriots' perspective on it there.
Well, I think Jeff's looking at the total money that's involved, too. Like, if it fails after year one, it's 40 on the hook or 44 after 2 years. There's still a lot of dead money in there with him.
He's talking about prices. This is a paragraph
out of it
that is about prices in a trade, prices out of control, and then the picks that were given up.
Yeah, they wanted three. They wanted three ones and a two for him.
Okay, but they didn't get it.
Well, no, they didn't.
So let's talk about what was actually traded. He says, second, timing remains on the seller's side. With 3 weeks until free agency and the official start of the season, the league year, and 2 months until the draft, teams don't have to feel obligated to pawn off their veteran assets until a buyer shows desperation. That I get. If you're selling your quarterback, you don't have to do it right now. You can wait around. If you're the Raiders, you don't have to trade Marcus Mariota right now. You can sit back and wait and see where it goes. If you're the 49ers and internally you've decided to give up on Jimmy Garoppolo, you can wait around. There'll be a taker. Yeah, I don't think you'll lose much if by waiting. If anything, you'll probably gain as teams get more desperate and get closer to the draft. He says, so far, the Patriots have been disciplined in their approach. They spoke to the Lions about Stafford and the Eagles regarding Wentz, but the Patriots weren't serious contenders for either quarterback due to the asking price. So, I have a lot of concerns about the Patriots here with this story. Number one, they're just taking anybody? They'll take anybody available. They've hit complete desperation point.
No.
They don't want to target a quarterback and go get him. They just want to take whoever's the best deal and who's the most disciplined deal. That's how they're going to approach it? That sucks.
No.
So they wanted Carson Wentz then. They called on Carson Wentz.
I think they called on it. Their duty is to call on everybody.
Okay, right? So they couldn't swing a third rounder and a conditional second or first for a quarterback?
Then it gets into the type of money you want to pay that guy. See, they got to be careful post-Brady. Brady's number was 25. Anything north of that, and the guy can't play, you are going to be crazy.
I don't think the Patriots wanted Carson Wentz, and I don't think that they
made
any serious inquiries about Carson Wentz, because you know why? He makes too much money. I don't think they want to pay that guy.
You know who said they didn't want Carson Wentz? Was Phil Yates. He is very connected there.
But when you pass on Carson Wentz, you've got to get something better than Carson Wentz, don't you?
Yeah. I've been told by a higher up they're going to be very, very aggressive.
That's great. They seem to be telling everybody that right now. They seem to be telling everybody that is friendly in the media with them they're going to be aggressive. That's all we keep hearing.
Well, I don't think this one's a media push. But.
Well, no, but there are plenty of other people in the media saying the exact same thing. Oh, they're going to be aggressive. They're going to be aggressive.
Well, people assume that because of the money.
Why did they bother calling on Wentz then if that was too much for them? That's not disciplined. What did they expect he was going to go for? You got to give up something. He's still a quarterback. He's still a project. He's not a complete waste of time. I'm sorry. You can't say the Colts trade, what they gave up in the deal, was what's driving prices right now. I don't believe that. You want to tell me it's too early? I'll buy that. Don't tell me that the Wentz deal is driving the market out of control. I don't buy it. But they're calling on everybody. They're picking up the phone on every available target. That means that they have called on Jimmy G.
Yeah.
So contact has been made. The rest of the candidates on the trade market, Jeff writes, have been well established. Here are the names: Deshaun Watson, Jimmy Garoppolo, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold.
So there's a report so that the means, Jets are going to stick with Darnold.
That means the Patriots have called the Jets? Because that's what this says.
Well, it's Sam Darnold.
Four paragraphs prior, they've had conversations regarding every potential trade target. And then four paragraphs down, the names are Watson, Garoppolo, Mariota, Darnold. They've called the Jets? Do we think they've called the Jets? Has that happened? No? Yes?
It's tough to imagine.
I can't imagine they did.
It's tough to imagine, like, even making that phone call, much less putting a deal together that both sides would agree to. Like, how do you pick up the phone and say,
"You're desperate.
Oh, all right, let's call the Jets and see if
they'll do a
deal with us to help us out here because we need a quarterback."
Because here's the second
league. In a quarterback league, you have none, so you are desperate. So you have to call everybody. You got to tuck them between your legs and pick up the phone.
The second list is, it's possible Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, Teddy Bridgewater, Gardner Minshew, and Nick Foles are also among that group, but that's the outside group. Not confirmed, not actual trade targets. Watson, Garoppolo, Mariota, Sam Darnold. It was expressed to The Athletic and Jeff Howe, who's reporting, if a quarterback has been perceived to be available, the Patriots have picked up the phone. The asking price of any of the available quarterbacks has not been disclosed. Then there's this. The Patriots have not ruled out the possibility of re-signing Cam Newton, but they have indeed explored the rest of the market before Newton becomes a free agent. Don't want to lose him, you know. Free agency day
well,
one.
Well, you sign. You it's a what? Sign and trade.
I got this old. It's a recycle bin. And, you know, the truck comes by. Today's trash day. So mine's the big blue recycle bin. So when they grab that recycle bin and pick it up, the big arm, and it dumps it in the truck and put it back down, but it really cracked the top of the lid. My top, the whole top of my lid is held together with duct tape. I got black and silver duct tape all over it. I'd love to get a new trash can. And I called Department of Public Works down here. They're pretty expensive. It's still functional and all that. But ideally, I'd like to go get a new one. But this thing is like last case, you know. I'm going to use it until the wheels fall off. That's what Cam Newton is. Like, last reserve. Like, we can't do anything. Nobody wants to help us. We're not getting fleeced on a trade. We're going to sign Andrews. We're going to get a receiver. We're going to get a quarter. We're going to get a tight end. Let's just get Stidham going and bring Cam back. We'll play Cam until his wheels fall off, and then we'll put Stidham in again. And we're back in the same, you know, polar vortex that the Celtics are in.
They've not ruled out Cam Newton coming back. That's what the story says. They're calling on everybody, but prices are high. Demand is high. Short supply. Cam's still in the mix.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.